Hi and welcome to another podcast from The Human Diver, where we are looking to apply counter-errorism techniques in diving. By that we mean human factors and non-technical skills. Our goal is to give you the knowledge and skills so that your dives are safer and more enjoyable. The podcast consists of audio blogs which have been published on our website. Show notes will be provided so you can dig deeper if you want. Ready to jump in? Making sense now to see what the future might bring. This statement is the basic premise behind effective situation awareness. We perceive data, we make sense of it in the here and the now, and then we make an educated guess as to what the future might look like. It is an educated guess because we can never be 100% certain what the future will look like, as there are just too many variables and we can't know everything. Our guesses are based on our previous experiences, our training, listening to or reading stories of others' diving exploits and their training courses. All of these experiences and knowledge build up a mental model or approximation of what the future might hold for us in this particular situation. For example, entering a wreck on open circuit after no one else has been there for a while will likely lead to percolation of rust, silt falling from the ceiling, thereby reducing visibility. Even if finning techniques are well refined, this ability to project into the future is a very powerful skill because it allows us to manage risk and uncertainty. It allows us to save mental energy and it allows us to save time. Assumptions are not facts. A large proportion of diving is about risk management, which means that assumptions are being made all the time. As we are in a non-life-sustaining environment, we want to reduce the likelihood of the hazards we face. Drowning, entanglement, separation, hypoxia, hyperoxia, hypercapnia, from occurring. And that means understanding the assumptions we are making and validating them where possible. The problem we have with risk management is the way we deal with assumptions and incomplete information. In a recent webinar for Dan Southern Africa, I covered the subtle but important difference between risk management and uncertainty management. We tend to manage risks through logic and numerical scores or values, but we manage uncertainty through heuristics, mental shortcuts, biases, and emotions. If we can improve the certainty that something will happen, then we are likely to be safer. The reason is that surprises lead to accidents, and if there are no surprises, there'd be no accidents. The goal of the human diver and the programs we deliver is to increase the certainty of what is going to happen while getting ready for and during a dive. This is done by increasing the accuracy of the mental model we have both as individual divers and as a team of divers. Note that the team isn't just outside of training, it is inside too. Ultimately, we would like to make effective decisions and execute on them. We do this by building situation awareness via communication, teamwork, and leadership, and feedback from what we are doing. We also need to recognize the impact of performance-shaping factors like stress and fatigue and other error-inducing factors to reduce our performance. These are traditionally known as non-technical skills, which are a subset of human factors. Finally, we need to be diving within a social and cultural environment that allows anyone to question or challenge others, psychological safety, and learn from our mistakes in a constructive manner, just culture. This year, the human diver and its instructors are providing multiple opportunities for divers around the globe to improve their non-technical skills, to create and maintain psychological safety, and develop a just culture. We are increasing the number of blogs we write, and we have new instructors delivering programs across the globe in multiple languages. We are slowly shifting the diving industry to take a learning approach to adverse events so we can learn rather than blame. Ultimately, we would like to understand how it made sense for someone to do what they did so that we can improve the chances that if we are faced with the same or similar situation, we would do the right thing. Incident reports and investigations rarely capture the multiple contributory factors relating to human factors and non-technical skills. We wish you a successful and exciting, for the right reasons, 2025, and that you will continue to join us on a learning journey that never ends. If you have a specific problem, case study, or event you'd like us to look at from a human factors perspective, please get in touch. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you'd like to know more about what was discussed in this episode, head over to the Human Diver website at thehumandiver.com, where you will find details about our education programs, the If Only documentary, the book Under Pressure, and the many, many blogs we have published there. If you think others should listen and learn, consider sharing the link. Thank you.